you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome, as I say, to our worship this morning. Just a reminder that this evening at 6 o'clock is Choral Evensong. You're very welcome to join us for that, either in person or online. And I've got some bands to publish. I've published The Bands of Marriage between Michael Jack Fenton and Samantha Marie Hyde, both of the parish of St. Andrews, Morley. These are for the first time of asking if any of you knows a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other. You must declare it now.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver
of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. God of truth, help us to keep your law of love and to walk in ways of wisdom, that we may find true life in Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe and so must speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So, we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away. Our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory, beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what we can see is temporary, but what we cannot see is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The crowd came together again, so that Jesus and his companions could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and brothers and sisters are outside, asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the vestry behind me is a box that contains bits that have dropped off. I'm not sure why we keep it, perhaps in the hope that what has fallen off can be put back on again. But it captures in a rather amusing way the sense that this building and the things within it, including us, are fragile. That fragility, of course, comes more into focus as we get older. For we all know that as we age, things change. We cannot walk as we once did. We cannot hear properly. We cannot see as well, which reminds me I need to book an appointment at the optician next week. So as we age, we become more aware of our fragility. And St. Paul is, I think, in some sense, responding to this in the words we heard from his letter to his friends in Corinth this morning. The letters we have from Paul to followers of Jesus in different places are, of course, incomplete. For whilst we have Paul's reply, we do not have the letter he received. So we imagine what it might have said. Perhaps, thinking about the reply we've heard this morning, it was a letter full of woes, describing how his friends are fed up at getting older, at getting puffed out at even the slightest gradient, that memory is fading and so on, wondering perhaps what it all means. Paul's response, likely knowing something of this diminishment for himself, is to offer words of encouragement that have an enduring quality to them. He writes that even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. And he goes on to remind his readers that we look at what cannot be seen, for what cannot be seen is eternal. Paul reminds them and us all these years on that though life is fragile and precarious and does have its diminishments,
we are being prepared for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. In other words, he is encouraging his friends to understand their diminishment not just as a necessary part of their journey through life, a part that can be frustrating and difficult as we grieve the passing of time, but a means through which a deeper understanding of life can emerge. It's a bit topsy-turvy, upside down, if you like. But if you think about it, there is truth here. For is not the gospel full of the upside-downness of the kingdom of God? Jesus tells stories to show it, calls a strange bunch of outsiders to live with him, and then his passion is the ultimate symbol of this upside-downness of how through diminishment and death comes life. It did and still does look strange. And the gospel for today is a helpful reminder, as Jesus is branded a madman who has gone out of his mind. But to return to this idea of how something profound can emerge from our increasing fragility, reflecting on this reading, I've recalled those beautiful people I've been privileged to know over the years who have strangely grown more radiant through the challenges they have faced in life. I remember how though in many ways their world seemed to be shrinking, their compassion and love grew. It was as if all the dross of life, the inconsequential nonsense that often defines our lives, the pursuit of stuff, the need to be liked and needed, faded away, and the focus shifted. Of course, that didn't happen always, and it was not some blissful journey free from pain and suffering, but it was a noticeable change often, as if, to return to Paul's words, something within them was being made new. So perhaps, contrary to what we might think, perhaps Paul's words are true. An encouragement to help us see that our inner nature is being renewed day by day, even though we cannot run as we once did, see as we once saw, or hear as we once heard. And the gospel, and the Jesus we meet in the gospels around this table and in our life together is, as Paul knew well, central to this understanding. For his life at work amongst us renews us, whatever stage of life we are, as we encounter the one who has the words of eternal life. And those words challenge, console, and encourage us as we journey on, and this morning is no exception, as Jesus invites us to see our family all around us, in, as he says, whoever does the will of God. Of course, understanding that will amidst the diminishments of life, the bits falling off, is not always easy. Yet as we hold our lives before God in prayer and contemplation, as we live into the words, "Thy will be done," that we have prayed so often, then something in us shifts. We become less preoccupied with the stuff that is seen, what we have, what we have done, how popular we are, how much money is in the bank, and rest more in the eternal, as Paul describes it, a word given to draw us to contemplate the depth, beauty, and reality of God's presence in the world. Maybe all this makes no sense to us, and part of us will, of course, struggle with it. We are taught to defend and protect and possess, to be in control from an early age. But as I've said, the gospel is filled with stories that make no sense. Of the blind receiving sight, of sinners and outcasts being welcomed and loved, of even the dead being raised. So maybe this morning we are invited to let go of some of the illusions we all have about ourselves, of our own independence, because we are all fragile and broken and in need of God's redeeming love. Trusting more in that love, and remembering that whatever stage of life we are, we do not lose heart, because in some mysterious way, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. May we hold these words close to us, even amidst the bits falling off. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried, he was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Afterwards he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen.
Lord Jesus, as we bow our heads in your presence, draw us together to be your church. Let us pray. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Church of the Province of Myanmar, for the current Archbishop and Bishop of Yangon, Stephen Tan Myint-U, and for all clergy and laity who work and worship there. In our diocese, we pray for the Church Urban Fund, a charitable organisation designed to assist in deprived and impoverished areas in the country and working in partnership with other faith organisations at local level, enabling and supporting people and communities to flourish and live life to the full. We pray for the work of the NSPCC charity in its endeavours to ensure that every childhood is worth fighting for. Dear Lord, grant to all involved strength to continue their vital work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear Lord, as restrictions are slowly being eased, we give thanks that our community centre at St Mary's is able to open its doors and events can once again take place. We pray for all who are involved in the centre bookings. And we pray for all who live in our parish, on the avenues, the streets, the crescents, and the roads. We hold in our prayers the residents of Kingsware Crescent. May they be good neighbours to each other. Our community is blessed with the beauty of Temple Newsham House and grounds, and we give thanks, Lord, for the work of all the staff, and particularly the gardeners, who, through their work, enable visitors to enjoy nature that is evidence of your handiwork. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear Lord, guide and protect Elizabeth, our Queen. We give thanks for the many years of her long reign and the dedication to duty shown by her. Replenish her, Lord, with the grace of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all nations, on this, the 77th anniversary of D-Day, we remember and honour the bravery and sacrifice of those who served. Grant to us similar courage to recognize and restrain evil in our own day. And may those who lead the nations of the world work together to defend human liberty. We pray for all who are caught up in war, conflict, and violence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we pray for all who are afflicted by physical, emotional, or mental illness. We hold in our prayers Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, and Jeffrey Lidster. May your Holy Spirit fill them with the hope and courage they need today and every day. And we hold in our prayers those in long-term care, remembering especially Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Margaret Tomlinson, and Jennifer Mode. May their days be filled with peaceful and loving care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, your love reaches beyond the grave, and so we bring before you those whose earthly life has come to an end. Receive into your kingdom Margaret Pawson and Dorothy Armand, where they may rest in peace and rise in glory. And knowing your love never ends, continue to keep in your loving care Ada Sim, whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear Lord, we give thanks for your love and strength through these past months of COVID-19, and have seen your love and strength in the kindness of others. Let us never forget that your church has always been open. It was just the buildings that were closed. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Facing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. He gave up himself for us all. He took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. Perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Favor on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you for nourishing us with these heavenly gifts. May our communion strengthen us in faith, build us up in hope, and make us grow in love for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and hope for the gates of glory. May we who share Christ's body live in his risen life. We who drink his cup bring light to others. We who spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.